From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. For the last 8 years, voters have given John Curtis high marks as mayor of Provo, Utah's third largest city. Now, he's hoping that popularity will translate into a successful run for Congress. He's one of three Republicans in the running for the 3rd congressional district seat vacated by Jason Chaffetz. I visited Mayor Curtis at his campaign headquarters in Provo, and I began our conversation by asking him how his tenure as mayor would help him in Washington, where Republicans have struggled to pass any major items on their legislative agenda.
I think mayors have the hardest job. If you think about it, everything ends at the city level. All of the problems get pushed down to the city level. We make harder decisions than people can imagine. Think about putting a road through somebody's backyard. Think about coming up with funding sources without raising taxes. Every conceivable difficult problem is handled at the city levels and better than it is at the state or federal level. So my response to that would be, come be a mayor for a few weeks with me, and you'll see how difficult it really is and why I think that experience better equips me than any other experience available.
So that kind of leads me to the convention.
Yes.
And what happened. So you did not succeed in getting the state party's nomination.
Yes.
And
nobody was surprised, right?
No. And it's fair to say that you faced some deep skepticism from conservative delegates who challenge your conservative credentials. So I wanted you to respond to that criticism and explain how you think you can win without the support of some of those people in the state party.
Because I had signatures, it was a really hard sell to say vote for me because I'm already on the ballot. And I had a number of delegates tell me, well, I like you, but you're already on the ballot. So I want to vote for somebody to get them on the ballot. And I understand that. And it's hard to know just how many that impacted. And then the fact that we did signatures also alienated delegates to begin with. And so it's hard to really know, had I not done signatures, how that would have turned out. We think we would have done actually fairly well there. As far as the conservative bona fides, this is where, if anybody will spend a few minutes, this is an easy conversation. If you look at, although I've had experience in both parties, if you look at my principles, you'll see that they have never changed, never waffled, even the slightest a little bit. As a matter of fact, I think that it was kind of ironic because a lot of delegates, their second question would be, well, prove to us that you'll actually buck the trend, that you'll go against the party when it's the right thing to do. And I say to them, there's no better evidence than my track record. And as a matter of fact, that's kind of why you're frustrated with me, is because I have pushed back on the party when I felt like they haven't done the right thing. I don't think any conservative can show you that kind of 8-year track record of fiscal conservatism like I've been able to do as mayor.
Let's pivot to healthcare for a minute. So obviously,
give me an easy one, right?
Right. The Senate just kind of
yes.
The Senate delayed their vote on their healthcare bill. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of pushback, even from Utah Senator Mike Lee, whether the repeal went far enough. Some moderate senators said it went too far. Where do you stand on the congressional effort to repeal and replace Obamacare? And is there a bill out there right now that you could support?
The Senate bill is so new, it's really hard for me to tell you absolutely whether I could support it or not. I just don't know enough about it. But I can tell you this. My observation is that Republicans made a tactical mistake by not being ready for this opportunity. For 8 years, we complained and really didn't prepare ourselves for the moment when we would have the House, Senate, and presidency. And I'm fearful that as a result, we've moved too quickly. And the goal has been to repeal and replace so quickly that we haven't been as thoughtful as we should have been. I would like to see us slow down. And I do believe there are massive problems with Obamacare that need to be addressed. But I'd rather see us be a little bit more methodical, go a little bit slower, and come up with that right answer, rather than just an answer so we can say we passed something.
The 3rd Congressional District includes the Bears Ears National Monument.
Another easy question.
Exactly. Where do you stand on the Bears Ears National Monument, and do you think it was appropriate for President Trump to order a review of monuments created by previous presidents?
Absolutely. What happened was wrong. To make a unilateral decision at the end of a term 2,000 miles away, of course you're going to have very angry people and people frustrated with what happened. And I believe that's even people who are okay with some kind of a monument. I think everybody is angry about that, and they should be. And so the review is appropriate, and I'm hoping that it evokes a more thoughtful answer. And you need to be able to say to people that live in that area, we have thought through issues like recreation and grazing and access to all things that we were doing before in those areas. And I believe we can reach that point where we can respect those needs of the local people and actually put them in control in this decision process.
You have said you didn't vote for President Trump, but that if you were elected, you would really want to work with him.
Absolutely.
And help him succeed. Yes. So what kind of relationship do you want to have with President Trump if you're elected to this position? And do you think the GOP is working well enough with him or needs to be holding him more accountable?
Well, I would aspire for the exact type of relationship I think that Donald Trump respects, which is good, thoughtful debate. I mean, he's not afraid of a debate, right? And I love good debates. And there are a number of things where he will find me supporting and lining up behind him. His nominations for the Supreme Court is you know, home run. So it's easy for me to say, you know what, I'll go back there and I'll work on these issues that are in line with the 3rd District and the state of Utah that we all want. And he'll find me a loyal, right behind him, advocate making those things happen. And at the same time, my past proves that I'll challenge him when I think he's not moving forward in the best interest of the district.
On town halls, you've said you want to hold more of them if you're elected. Why is this important to you? And do you think the Utah delegation has shirked this sort of responsibility to engage with its constituents?
So I wouldn't pick on our delegation. I think they do a fabulous job. But I would say this, that politicians in general, and this is not just Washington, D.C., we don't know how to connect with our constituents. And one of the things that's been magic in Provo is this connection. We have found the formula in many ways to make people feel part of what's going on in government, and they love it, and they're responding. And people who've never been involved with their city government before are feeling like it's their city, and it should be. It's not ours, it's theirs. And I have no doubt that I can bring that same connection 2,000 miles away. And I'm actually really looking forward to making people feel like they're part of what's going on back there. And I think they'll respond well to that and like that.
Mayor Curtis, thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've enjoyed our conversation.
You just heard from John Curtis. He's the mayor of Provo and a Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District. For KUER News, I'm Julia Ritchie.